Chances are you're standing somewhere near a hot stove right now, trying to figure out how long to cook the turkey without drying it out, worrying if you've made enough stuffing to feed 12, and wondering if the cranberry sauce couldn't use just a little more sugar. Well, imagine if some of the country's best chefs were to arrive at your house and cook you dinner, each one preparing a different part of the meal. It would be the potluck to end all potlucks. A dream come true. Julia Child, you've come back.
I've come back and I can smell the cooking. It just smells like Thanksgiving in there.
Well, welcome. Good to see you.
Well, I'm just delighted to be here again.
Of course, we've done this potluck for years, but last year, the Morning Edition Thanksgiving Potluck Readiness Team got a little overambitious, invited different chefs with different recipes, and listeners were not amused. They missed you.
Well, I'm glad they did.
Now, this year, maybe more than any other, is a year for comfort food, for familiar recipes. So what did you bring?
Well, I brought you the best mashed potatoes you'll ever put in your mouth.
Now, this is the dish you've always brought us, right?
And I'll always bring it to you if you'd like it.
Well, how do you make these mashed potatoes?
Well, I use baking potatoes, and I boil them up in their skins whole, and then I peel them. I think they have more taste if you boil them with the skin on. Then I have a great big German potato masher, and in they go and in through it, and it mashes them up beautifully. And then I put in a little hot milk and soft butter. I think quite a bit of butter is necessary, don't you, for the potatoes?
Well, now, I don't worry about butter, but a lot of people do. So.
Well, it's too bad, then. As we often say, if you don't like butter, add heavy cream.
Now, about that German potato masher, why not a Spanish potato masher?
Well, the German is a great big heavy one. That's why I like it.
A lot of people just throw it into a blender or something, don't they?
Well, you have to be very careful, because if you mix it or blend it too vigorously, the potatoes will turn into glue.
Well, we can't have that.
Well, you have to be very careful.
You know, I just have a feeling that might be Wolfgang Puck from Spago Restaurant in Los Angeles.
Hi.
I was right. Welcome. What did you bring us?
You know, I bought some wonderful appetizers. First of all, I made a little terrine of duck liver, which is marinated duck liver, and we cooked it for about an hour, and it's delicious with a little bit of a cranberry chutney. I also brought some of our wonderful smoked salmon, and we use applewood to smoke it, so it's really tasty. And I brought with me some potato galettes, so I just have to warm them up and put the smoked salmon on top with a little bit of sour cream. So I think that will go wonderful with a good glass of champagne.
What's a potato galette?
A potato galette is shredded potatoes, and we saute them like a potato pancake, basically. And we saute it in butter. It's about half an inch to an inch thick, and it's crispy on the outside and very moist in the inside. And, you know, it's the Austrian answer to a pizza.
Let's see. Who are we missing? Of course, Maida Heder, the author of all those books about cookies and pie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm delighted to be here.
I don't need to ask what you brought. It's got to be dessert.
Well, I'll tell you, I brought two yummy, yummy, wonderful things, and I can't wait for you to taste them. One is called panforte, and that's an Italian dessert that is really like a fruitcake, but it's not like what most of us think of. This is solid nuts and fruit with just a little bit of chocolate and honey batter to hold it together. And it's almost like caramel, but it's a little spicy and chocolatey and solid fruit and nuts, and I hope you're all going to love it. And the other thing I brought is ginger biscotti, and it has pepper and ginger and cinnamon and mustard. And it's wonderful.
So now we've got the dessert, the appetizers, and the potatoes. We're just waiting on the turkey. And if everything's going according to plan, that should be Chef Paul Prudhomme at the door. Yes, the fantasy potluck continues.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. I got a fantasy.
Tell us about it.
Well, got up really early this morning. Matter of fact, about midnight, I put this wonderful turkey in the oven. And we called it a turducken. What we did was we took a chicken and boned it out completely. And we took a duck and boned it out completely. And we took a turkey and boned it out. Then we made three dressings. We took this wonderful andouille sausage and ground it up and made a dressing with it. And then we used cornbread and the other dressing and made it kind of sweet. And then we made a rice dressing with pork and veal and all kind of good vegetables in it. We take the chicken and we fill it up with one of the dressings and wrap the chicken around it. And then we put some on the duck. Then we put the chicken in the duck and wrap the duck around it. And then we put the duck on the turkey and we wrap the turkey around the duck. And then we take the legs where the bones were on the turkey and put stuffing in them. And where the wings were, and we put stuffing in them. And then we just sewed it up real nice and neat and put it in the oven at 190 degrees and let it cook for 12 hours. It's really phenomenal because it looks exactly like a normal turkey. And you get this wonderful slice that falls out, and this slice has turkey and dressing, chicken and dressing, duck and dressing, and it just all these different colors of the meat and colors of the dressing. And I can't wait. Can we stop this conversation and eat?
I thought you'd never ask. I'd like to propose a toast to our chefs, Wolfgang Puck, Julia Child, Maida Heater, and Paul Prudhomme, for making such a wonderful dinner.
Have a happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving to you.
If only it were that easy. It's a good thing that anyone who wants these recipes can find them on the website, npr.org.